Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It is Thursday morning, so we say welcome to Lucrecia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucrecia.
Good morning.
So today, you're going to talk about the widespread availability of vaccines and some information suggestion about testing for people who have been vaccinated.
Yes, let's give an update about vaccines. You know, vaccines are out there and available. Pfizer for 12 and over, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for 18 and over. We had a very successful pop-up event at Harvest Market over the weekend on Saturday and found 57 people to come out and just no appointment necessary, just walk up and get your vaccine. We did a drive-through event with no appointment necessary here on Tuesday and got 45 people out. And we'll be doing some second dose vaccines tomorrow and invite anyone who wants a Johnson & Johnson specifically, because we've got 60 doses and they expire at the on the 23rd of June. So we want to try to get some people who maybe just want the one and done, get some J&J and make sure that we use it all before it expires. So tomorrow evening here at the clinic between 5:30 and 7 o'clock, no appointment necessary, just drive on up and we'll get you vaccinated.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned having some Johnson & Johnson. I think it's in Ohio. They've got like thousands expiring on June 23rd, and the governor is saying, hey, come on, here's your big chance, and you only have to come in once, which to me is a great selling point.
It's easier on us, too. We don't have to track people down. You know, we have seen people delay their second vaccine for up to 4 months or maybe never come back for it at all.
Yeah.
So come and get the J&J, and then you don't have to worry about it again.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
Well, there is a new recommendation. If you are fully vaccinated and develop symptoms that could be COVID, you really should get an antigen test first. And that's here at the clinic, we're using Binax tests.
All right.
So you can request an antigen test. The PCRs are so sensitive that they are coming back with false positives for fully vaccinated people. So instead of that, then switching to an antigen test, a little less sensitive, but if you have a viral load, it will read it. So you will get the positive result. You know, you may want to, if you continue to be sick, you may want to get a couple over the course of a week. But again, they're free and they're rapid results. They're available here at Mendocino Coast Clinic. So don't shy away if you think you might have symptoms and you're curious about getting tested. The antigen test is the way to go.
All right. As you say, a quick turnaround to find out what the story is.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
That's quick for anything these days. Yeah. All right, Lucrecia. Well, great. Some good news on both fronts. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Of course. And we will be at the Farmer's Market next Wednesday doing another pop-up event.
So oh, great.
If you are at the Farmer's Market and want a vaccine, we're going to be there.
All right. Well, on Wednesday at the Farmer's Market. Sounds great. Lucrecia, thanks very much for being with us here today on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.